I would say Ryan Grant's production has clearly been based on more opportunities. I mean, I think he's no different than a quarterback or a receiver when you have the opportunities and your ability to get into a rhythm, and especially the way we do run the football. There's decision-making involved in running the football, and it definitely helps when you're able to get into a rhythm. So we've been able to get him on course, and you know, he's had more carries, obviously, and that leads to more production. I'm sorry? Well, just like Jason's already stated, we'll announce the health of our team next week. But like I talked on Monday, I feel good about where we'll be as a team. So.
Where are you in terms of added practices for the playoffs?
One a week is my understanding. So you're allowed to have one padded practice a week, and we'll go about that accordingly. I'm not going to, once again, as I've already stated, I'm not here to do an injury report. So kind of shocked everybody's here today. Nothing better to do, my goodness.
Does that mean you can't even tell us how Greg Denning
looks? Greg looks better. Did some work today. I thought he looked good last week. I had a chance to visit with him on the field. He has no wasted motion in his stride. So feel good about where Greg is. Well, really, the overtime rule in the playoff becomes another really subtopic in my view of the coin toss. You know, whether it kind of lines up in the same conversation. It's a game management decision. Whether you take the ball or don't take the ball. So I think that's probably the most important variable involved in making that decision. So, but I mean, game plan wise, it's not going to change the way you call plays. And I mean, what happens up to that point in the game, if you were in that situation, is going to factor on how you approach it, offense, defense, and special teams.
But if you score, my understanding is if you score a touchdown
on
your first possession,
yes.
The other team doesn't get the ball back, is that
correct? No, I think each team gets a series, is my understanding. Is that all right? Well, I got a week to check it out, so I'm going to.
Certainly don't go online.
I hate to hurt your guys' feelings, but we really don't ever go on your guys' account. So, but we appreciate the input, though. It keeps us on our toes.
Mike, speaking of going on us, Adam Schefter reported that Joe was going to interview for the Kansas City Chiefs head coaching job today. We talked about that with you, and could you again kind of reiterate why you think he'd be a good interview?
Well, I think we have a great staff. A number of excellent assistants. I think the world of Joe Philbin, the job that he's done here, speaks for itself. But as far as other opportunities that are going on in the NFL or college football, it's really not my place to talk about it. So, but once again, we have an outstanding coaching staff, and I'm very proud of that. I think I'm aware of what's going on, yes. But I don't think it's my place to speak on it publicly.
But if you look back to this time of year, what do you think the main differences between the team this year and last year?
Well, the first thing is we're healthier. I mean, we're a healthier football team this time, this year, than we were last year. Obviously, the path that we have to take to the ultimate goal is different. But the reality is, what are the things you're doing well and what are the things you're working on? So there was a very strong momentum coming off those last two wins, and we feel like we do have some momentum. But working on an open week is different than going right into the playoffs. So we're aware of the characteristics that apply to a team coming off of an open week. So that's part of our focus today and tomorrow on a practice field. So, but this is definitely the preferred course. This is the path that we want to take to emulate Indianapolis. But we're fully aware that it's a sudden death opportunity. You have to play your best football, and that's what we're focusing on.
How do you decide what to work on this week to maximize
benefits? Well, I think the obvious is you're going to play the 4, 5, and 6, and how the percentages of which one of those three teams you'll play. So you look at that. The concepts of the three teams that you felt you probably need to do a better job on in the prior games. So, you know, we've done that. So there was concepts, you know, involved in the Giants and in the Falcons in today's practice. But it was most of our practice was competitive. Well, it was probably split 50-50 competitive, two periods of competitive and three periods of carded work of these concepts that we want to work on. So a huge part of it was fundamentals. And it was great to get outside. The sun was out, and it was a great day. It was a great fundamental day. It's about as good as practice I could recall having this time of year. Aaron was very sharp today, so very pleased with the work.
Coach, a few weeks ago you talked about communication breakdowns in the secondary. Are you finding that still persistent, or has that been cleaned up a little bit in your eyes?
Well, I think any time you have the chance to have negative things go on, with your football team, you definitely have the opportunity to learn from it. Dom spent a good 60 minutes today with the defense, taking a certain call or a certain concept, whether it's against screens or deceptives and, base calls and pressure calls and show what it's supposed to look like and the mistakes that we've made in those calls. So it was a great day to go back and kind of do the good and the not so good as a self-scout. So. And that's what you definitely benefit from when you earn this open week, because it gives you a chance to really focus in on the things you need to improve on, and we got plenty of pictures of what it's supposed to look like, and we have some pictures of what it's not supposed to look like. So it's important for us to learn from that.
Your team has been historically extremely successful coming off of the open week. For you as a coach, you kind of just hit on it, but what are the biggest benefits for you, and why do you feel like your team has been so successful?
Well, I think the obvious is the open week really gives your players the chance to get healthy. And I think if you'd asked any player to a man, they'd say that's the most important. From a coaching, coaches are we're responsible for training and structure. So we're always going to emphasize the little things. The players are going to be even more focused on their bodies. So, but I do think it's a combination of two. But if I was to pick what is the most important part of the open week, it's clearly getting your players healthy. Well, I would say that's our nature. It has been in my time here with Ted. I don't feel we've ever really pushed guys out there earlier than they needed to be or could be. I've seen that in prior years a lot more, but I would say we're pretty consistent from a medical standpoint. Now, I think if you ask any NFL coach, to be honest about how he feels about his relationship with the medical staff, I mean, there's some tough moments, but that's their job, and they take the priority because Ted and I have had a number of conversations. We don't ever want to be in a situation where we look back where we put a player in a position that he probably wasn't ready physically to be put in. So we're very conscientious of that. And our medical staff is very conscientious of that. But for the most part, I think we have managed it. Injuries are part of the game. The toughest games to deal with injuries are the ones that had multiple injuries in a game, during a game. So we've been fortunate that way.
Mike, in the preseason, you always kind of shoot for that third preseason game for your offensive line when you're not sure who your starter is going to be. Are you able to kind of recapture any of that during this week when your starting five haven't been together since Chicago in September?
Well, we have to. But in the same breath, I don't think – we're as locked in as everybody may feel of just what a locked in five. So we'd like to be that way, and Chad's is a key component of that. But Marshall's played very well, so we feel good about that. Evans put good football for us too. So we're going to do whatever it takes to win the game. We're going to give Chad every opportunity to make sure that he's ready to be the guy, left tackle. But there's no blink or no hesitation as far as the ability to play Marshall in this next game.